Hallelujah. Glory to God. Welcome to the prayer experience. So wonderful to have you all at this time to pray again. Please share this video. Let's share this video on our social media handles. Let's call it friends and invite more people to join us to pray. And please subscribe to Daily Talks Media Network on YouTube. Hallelujah. Glory to God. And if you are live, please connect. Kindly leave your prayer request, your praise reports, and comments. Glory to God. The prayer experience hotline is always available. Please make a note of that number, and you can call in for counsel, call in for prayer support, and just make use of that number. Someone will pick that call. Hallelujah. We're going on straight to Thanksgiving. We're thanking God from the book of Psalms, chapter 113, verse 3. The NLT, New Living Translation, reads, Everywhere, from east to west, and I can add from north to south, everywhere, started by saying everywhere, not south, east, west. Praise the name of the Lord. I don't know where you're watching from. I don't know where you're praying from this morning, this afternoon, this evening. But the Bible says, everywhere, from east to west, praise the name of the Lord. So where you are is a very good place to praise the name of the Lord. Whatever you are doing right now is a very good time to praise the name of the Lord. You're sitting with family, you're sitting with friends, you're with colleagues. It's a very good time to just lift up your voices and praise the name of the Lord. The name of the Lord is powerful. The name of the Lord is beautiful. Can you join me from everywhere? If you are in the north, you are in the south, the east, and the west, wherever you are, if you are in Africa, you are in Asia, you are in Europe at this time, can you join me in praising the name of the Lord? The Bible says the name of the Lord is strong. His name is beautiful. Father, we praise your name. Your word says we should praise your name. Lord, we have come as a people to praise your name. We thank you for your name. Your name is glorious. Your name is wonderful. Your name is powerful. Your name is beautiful. Your name is a wonder-working name. Yes. Your name brings forth miracles. In your name, we have salvation, Lord. In your name, there's provision. In your name, there is deliverance. In your name, there is healing. In your name, there is life. And your name is a strong tower for the righteous. Your name is a strong tower. Lord, you said when we call upon your name, you hear us. We thank you for your name. How beautiful is your name? How glorious is your name, Father? We lift up our voices, Lord God, from across the nations of the world, Lord, to declare that your name, there's no other name like yours. There's no name in heaven. There's no name on earth. There's no name beneath the earth that can be compared to your name. Lord, we praise your name. Your name is full of power and glory and splendor and majesty and beauty. Your name is worthy to be praised. That is the only name that is worthy of praise. Your name is the only name that is worthy of worship. Your name is the only name that is worthy of adoration. Father, we praise your name. Oh, how glorious is your name. And your name is holy. Your name is holy. Your name is so holy. We worship you, Lord, today. We thank you. We give you all the glory. We thank you for the gift of your name. We thank you for the power that is in your name. We thank you for the miracles that, oh God, abound when we call on the name of Jesus. We thank you for salvation in the name of Jesus. Thank you, Lord, for the many times that we've called upon that name and we have received salvation, deliverance, provision, safety. Thank you, Lord, that we can run to your name. We give you all the glory. We thank you, Lord. We thank you, Father, in the name of Jesus. Amen and amen. Hallelujah. Glory to God. We're going on straight to the inspired word. The Bible says in the book of Isaiah chapter 60, verses 1 and 2 from the Amplified Classic Version. The Lord says, arise, arise. This is a command. It says, arise from the depression and the prostration, like the lying down or the lying low, in which circumstances have kept you. Rise to a new life. Shine, another command. Be radiant with the glory of the Lord, for your light has come, and the glory of the Lord has risen upon you. It says, for behold, darkness shall cover the earth, and dense darkness all peoples. But the Lord shall arise upon you, O Jerusalem. The Lord shall arise upon you and I. Put your name where Jerusalem is, and his glory shall be risen on you. He says, arise. He says, arise. It's a command today. He says we are to arise from the depression and prostration, the lying down, the languishing, in which circumstances have kept you. I don't know the who that he's talking about here. I don't know who that person is. But if you have found yourself in this, in one of the situations that are mentioned, it says, arise. It says, from depression. It says, from pain. Arise from every form of affliction. Arise from that infirmity. The word of the Lord is saying, whatever situation that the enemy has put you under, whatever circumstances, unpleasant situations and challenges that you found yourself in, he's saying the time has come to rise up. The time has come to get up. The time has come to get out of bed. Out of the bed of affliction, out of the bed of depression, out of the bed of languishing. He says, the time has come. I am reminded of the story of the man at the pool of Bethesda. The Bible says that the man had been there for 38 years. That is what the scripture records. Jesus got there and he asked him, he said, do you require help? He said, I have no man. Jesus asked him, do you want to be healed? And he said, I have no man. And Jesus said, get up. Pick up your mat. Jesus is saying the same thing to someone listening here today. Jesus is saying the same thing to that brother, to that sister, to that man, to that woman. He's saying, don't be comfortable in that affliction. Don't say you don't have any man. I am here. Your light has come. The Spirit of the Lord is at work even today. He says he will pour out his Spirit in the last days. We live in those days. We live in the days of miracles. We live in the days of the supernatural. God did it back then. He's doing it today. He caused men to rise up from the beds of affliction. He's saying the same thing to you, my sister. He's saying the same thing to you, my brother. Whatever it is that has held you bound, he's saying it's time to give it up. It's time to let it go. Rise up. Rise up from that bed. Rise up. He said, whatever circumstances. He said, from the circumstances that have kept you. He stated, the circumstances that have kept you. He says, it is time to get out of them. Arise. Shine. Shine. The morning has come. The Bible says that weeping endures for a night, but joy comes in the morning. The morning has come. Light is here. Darkness must give way. Darkness has to go. It says your light is here. It is time to come out of that darkness into your light, for your light has come and the glory of the Lord is risen upon you. The Lord is saying that his glory is risen upon you. His glory is risen upon you. The glory of the Lord is risen upon you in that place wherever you are. The glory of the Lord is risen upon you. It says it doesn't matter the darkness that is happening around you. Yes, it says gross darkness. Thick darkness, a lot may be going on around us, in our families, in our places of work, in our relationships, in our health, in our finances, in the entire world. A lot may be going on that looks like thick darkness. In fact, it is thick darkness. But Jesus, his word is saying to us, the light of God is risen upon us, and we are to rise. We are to rise. Yes. We know that there's darkness, yes, but he's saying his light is risen upon us. This is the time to rise up. I don't know what has held you down. I don't know the circumstances that have kept you bound. I don't know the challenges that you may be, but it doesn't matter. The Lord knows them. Your heavenly Father knows them, and he's given a command today. He says, arise. Arise. Let there be a rising up. Let there be a rising up, because your light has come. Deliverance has come. Salvation has come. Today is the day of healing. Today is the day of salvation. Today is the day of miracles. Today is the day of deliverance in the name of Jesus. You're coming out. You are coming out from that situation. You're coming out from those prison doors. You're coming out from what has held you bound. You're coming out from that affliction. You're coming out of that infirmity in the name of Jesus, because the Lord says so. Can you bow our heads? Can we just bow our heads and say, Lord, I thank you for your word. There is a rising up. I am rising up. I'm rising out of my ashes. I'm rising out of my pain. Yes, I say so because the word says so. I'm rising out of depression. I'm rising out of sickness, out of infirmities. I am rising out of depression, out of languishing in the name of Jesus. I am rising up because the glory of the Lord is risen upon me. Yes, my shining is here in the name of Jesus. Can you say so in faith? Because that is what the Lord has spoken concerning you in the name of Jesus. Thank you, Heavenly Father. We thank you, Lord. We give you praise. Lord, you have said that in spite of the darkness around us, your light, your glory is risen upon us. You've given us a command to rise. Lord, we rise. We rise. Today, Lord, as your children, Lord, we've come to declare, to align with your word. We stand with your word to say that we refuse to stay down. We refuse to be bound. We refuse to stay where the enemy wants us. We rise to your glory. In the mighty name of Jesus. Thank you, Lord. We give you all the praise and honor in Jesus' mighty name. Amen. Amen. Hallelujah. We're praying for the church right away. The Bible says in the book of Proverbs, chapter 18, verse 10, Amplified Classic says, the name of the Lord is a strong tower. The consistently righteous man, upright and in right standing with God, runs into it and is safe, high above evil and is strong. The name of the Lord is a mighty tower, not a weak tower, a very strong tower. It says the righteous, the church is the righteousness of God in Christ Jesus. The born-again believer has become the righteousness of God in Christ Jesus. And so we are the righteous. We can run to the name of the Lord. I'd like us to pray for the church today, that the church will remember that the name of the Lord is a strong tower. that our brothers and our sisters across the nations of the world will always remember that the name of the Lord is a strong tower, that they have a strong tower, a place to go to, a city of refuge, the place of refuge to go to at all times. The name of the Lord, the Bible says, God says, I will save them. I will deliver them because they know my name. Father, we thank you for your church. We pray for your church. Lord God, we pray for our brothers and our sisters across the nations of the world. Lord, that in times of difficulty, in times of persecution, we pray especially for the persecuted church. Lord God, that they will remember that there's a strong tower, that there's a place of refuge, and that is your name. Lord God, that in your name there is deliverance. Father, we thank you for the power that is in your name. We thank you that in your name we can find refuge. In your name we can find protection. In the name of Jesus, we pray for the church. Lord God, that your children will not turn to other mediums, that your children will not turn to other means in times of difficulty, in times of trials, in times of temptation, in times of persecution, in times of challenges and adversity, that Lord, your church will run to your name, to the strong tower, to the place of refuge, to find strength, to find succor, to find protection, to find preservation, and to find help. In the name of Jesus, we thank you, Father. We thank you for the gift of your name. You have said that your name is a mighty tower that we can come to at all times. We can run to your name. We thank you, oh God. We thank you. We thank you. We thank you for the church. We give you praise. We give you all the glory in the name of Jesus. Yes, Lord. We have your name. The church has your name. In your name, we do mighty things. We don't only run to your name. In your name, we can do mighty things in and through your name, Father. We give you all the praise and glory in the mighty name of Jesus. Amen. Hallelujah. We're praying for the nations. The Bible says in the book of Psalms, chapter 22, verse 27, the New Living Translation, the Bible says the whole earth will acknowledge the Lord and return to him. All the families of the earth, all the families of the nations will bow down before him. I love this word because it is prophetic and it is already getting fulfilled. He says the whole earth will acknowledge the Lord and return to him. We stand by this word as we pray into this word. We say the whole earth will acknowledge the Lord and return to him. We're going to pray. We know what is happening around the world, the wars, the conflict that is going on in the Middle East, in Ukraine and Russia. We're going to pray that through all of this, the whole earth will come to acknowledge the Lord and return to him. That even this conflict will bring men to the Lord. We speak peace into these regions, into these zones, that there will be peace. That there will be peace, but above all things, that in spite of all that is going on, men will turn to the Lord, that nations will turn to the Lord, whole families will turn to the Lord in the mighty name of Jesus. Can we pray for the nations? Heavenly Father, we thank you for your word. Your word says the whole earth will acknowledge the Lord and return to him. Father, we thank you because your word does not fall to the ground. Yes, we say yes and amen to your word and to your promises. The whole earth will acknowledge you. The whole earth will recognize you and turn to you. Whole families will turn to you in the name of Jesus. We declare that it is so, that whole families, yes, whole communities, neighborhoods, whole zones, states, all nations will turn to you and begin to call upon the name of the Lord in the mighty name of Jesus. Father, we pray, oh God, especially for people in conflict zones. Father, people in war zones, we ask that they will turn to you, oh God, that people in very difficult situations as a result of war and conflict, that men will call upon your name in the name of Jesus. Heavenly Father, we pray, oh God, that whole families will turn to you. We declare that it is so because your word says so. Whole families are coming to you. Fathers, mothers, children, uncles, grandparents, aunties, entire families are turning to you, Lord, in the mighty name of Jesus. Father, we know for those brothers and sisters, those your children who have been praying for their siblings to turn to you, this is the day of salvation. We pray, oh God, that those prayers will begin to get answered in the name of Jesus. Siblings coming to the Lord, uncles coming to the Lord, mothers turning to the Lord, fathers turning to the Lord, and whole families praying together in the mighty name of Jesus. We thank you, oh God. We give you all the glory. We give you all the praise in the name of Jesus. And the nations that are not calling upon you, Father, we pray this day that they will begin to call upon you. Nations that don't even want to hear your name will begin to call upon you. They will acknowledge your works, acknowledge your name, acknowledge your glory, and begin to call upon you. In the mighty name of Jesus, these are the days, Lord. We receive it in the name of Jesus. Thank you, Father, in Jesus' mighty name. Amen. Hallelujah. We're going away, straight away into healing prayers. We're praying from the book of Acts, chapter 3, verse 6. The New Living Translation reads, but Peter said, I don't have any silver or gold for you, but I will give you what I have. In the name of Jesus Christ, the Nazarene, get up and walk. We know the story of the beggar at the beautiful gate. He was used to being given change, being given alms, being given little things here and there. And when the disciples came, when the apostles of Jesus came, he thought he was also going to get change. Peter said, we don't have gold, we don't have silver, but we've got something on us. We've got something in us. It says, in the name of Jesus, rise up and walk. It's the same power that you and I have today. In the name of Jesus, the same power that caused that man to rise up on his feet and walk is still available today. That name, the name of Jesus, brought that healing that day at the beautiful gate. The same power is still available today. And so in the name of Jesus, we speak to every infirmity, every affliction. We command you to lose your hold from that life. In the name of Jesus, we speak to our brothers, we speak to our sisters, we speak to anyone watching this program at this time. Rise up and walk. Rise up from that infirmity. Rise up healed. Rise up from that bed of affliction. Rise up from that pain. Be healed today. In the name of Jesus, be healed today. In the name of Jesus, healing is the children's bread. Jesus by himself took our infirmity. Him by himself bore our pain. Yes, him by himself took our afflictions. And by his stripes we are healed. And so in the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, we command every sickness to go. We command that cancer to go. We command that tumor to die off. We command that pain to cease. And we speak to you. We speak to you. Rise up in the name of Jesus. In the mighty name of Jesus, receive your healing. You are healed today because there's power in the name of Jesus. He did it before. He did it before. He's still doing it, even right now, in the name of Jesus. Let there be a rising up. Let there be a jumping right now. Let there be a leaping right now. The Bible says that man at the beautiful gate, yes, he was raised up and he began to jump and to leap with joy, and he entered the temple. Right now where you are, let there be a rising up. Let there be rejoicing. In the name of Jesus, we declare that you are healed. We declare that you are healed in the mighty name of Jesus. Your brother is healed. Your sister is healed. Your mother is healed. Yes, recovery is taking place right now. Yes, some have begun to recover in the mighty name of Jesus. We thank you, Heavenly Father. We give you all the praise. Thank you, Lord, because it is done. Thank you for the miracle of healing. Thank you, Father, for the gift of healing. Yes, Jesus, we thank you, Lord. We give you all the glory. We give you all the praise. Yes, there is a rising. We give you all the praise and honor. In the mighty name of Jesus, we have prayed. Amen and amen. Hallelujah, hallelujah. Thank you so, so much for praying with us today. God bless you. God bless you. Let's keep praying. And please subscribe to the free audio podcast and prayer experience. We'll be back on Monday, that's tomorrow, at 1 p.m. UK time. Hallelujah. God bless you all. Oh,
cry.